RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the new Kia Ceed SW plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Morning, Ireland. Coming up to 22 minutes to 8. Des, how's the sports news?
Yeah, hi, Anya. We're going to start with last night's big game at Old Trafford. Jurgen Klopp celebrated his first win there as Liverpool beat Manchester United 4-2 to boost Liverpool's chances of a Champions League place. A very exciting game. United scored early on through Bruno Fernandes' deflected shot. Liverpool, though, hit back. Diogo Jota scored, and then Roberto Firmino scored twice either side of half time. 3-1 to Liverpool. Marcus Rashford pulled a goal back for United, but Mo Salah wrapped up the points with the late breakaway goal for his 21st goal of the season. The result takes Liverpool to fifth in the Premier League. They have a game in hand, but they're still 4 points behind Chelsea and 6 points behind Leicester. However, Chelsea still have to play Leicester, so at least one of them will drop points there. If Liverpool win their remaining three games, they could easily qualify again for the Champions League. Here's their defender, Nate Phillips.
Well, yeah, it just makes it more interesting, doesn't it? But we can't look away from our own camp too much because we can't have an effect on that. The other teams will do what they do. All we can affect is the games that we play in. So no matter what happens elsewhere in the league, we've got to concentrate on doing our jobs.
What does this give you for those remaining games, though, tonight?
Something to build on and learn from. You know, we started too slow, so we can learn from that and know that we can't do that in the future games, but obviously take confidence from it that we managed to bring ourselves back into the game, manage the game at the end like we've struggled to do in a few previous games. So plenty, but like I said, we can't focus on tonight too much. We've got to turn our focus onto the next few games and finish the job that we've got ahead of us.
They play West Brom now on Sunday. And last night's other game, Aston Villa and Everton, played out a dull, scoreless draw. At home in tonight's Premier Division games, Dundalk travel to Finn Harps, while Drogheda host St Patrick's Athletic. There's also lots of action in rugby's Rainbow Cup. Munster play Connacht and Leinster host Ulster. Ulster haven't won in 13 visits to Leinster. In golf, the Irish players are right in the mix at the top of the Byron Nelson Classic leaderboard. Jordan Spieth and JJ Spaun lead on 9 under par, but Seamus Power is 7 under, Paul de Carrington is 6 under. And going into day 3 at the British Masters, Greystone's Paul Dunne also in contention. He's 4 shots off the lead. It's another extensive weekend of inter-county GA action in the Alliance Leagues. We'll be looking ahead to the beginning of the Football League later with Tomás, but for his views on week 2 of the hurling now, let's hear from Don Lowe Cusack.
Good morning, Des. We had an entertaining opening round of fixtures to the Hurling League last weekend, and the coming couple of days promises more of the same. Limerick are being set up as unbeatable by most pundits. We haven't seen them lose a top flight game since the summer of 2019, in many respects seeming such a long time ago, so the confidence is understandable. Having said that, they travel to Salthill on Sunday to face one team who appear to have the artillery to trouble them. It's always hard to know with Galway, but expect them to want to lay down a marker to the champions here. Tip and Cork meet in Thurles. There were positive signs from Cork last Sunday against Waterford. Maybe it's a case Cork aren't as good in Waterford as bad as the results suggested. Time will tell. For a league game, Tippin appeared to invest more than usual against Limerick 6 days ago, and a draw was a satisfactory return. These old firm meetings rarely disappoint. Kilkenny host Antrim in Division 1B. Antrim on a roll at the moment. Kilkenny are never impressed by that sort of thing. Based on last weekend, if Antrim win this one, our friends in the north may become our noisy neighbours. More power to them. However, the pick of the games must be in Cusick Park, Innes. Clare versus Wexford is more subplots than an Agatha Christie novel. This is Game of Thrones-esque, bringing together an ensemble cast full of big characters, plenty intrigue, no shortage of backstabbing, with hurling added instead of sex, which is even better, Des.
There's a line for the weekend to keep you going. Thanks, Don Lowe Cusack. In cycling, a fine display from Dan Martin saw him take third place on stage 6 of the Giro d'Italia. He's up to 9th overall now, 40 seconds off the new leader Attila Valter of Hungary, 47 seconds at the gap. In racing, Hurricane Lane won the Dante Stakes at York for jockey William Buick and trainer Charles Appleby. The action continues at York today, and there's also racing at Leopardstown and at Kilbeggan.